Aloha, and welcome to Global Family Live. I am your host, Kay Snow Davis, and I'm delighted to have this special time with you tonight as we start September 3rd, going into our fall and winter seasons. So just take a breath here. No matter where you are or what your life feels like right now, I want this hour to be for you so you can relax and take a deep breath. And feel yourself breathe in your aliveness. And then feel yourself breathe out and release any stress of this day or of your life. Just breathe it out. Love is a force field of power, so breathe in love. And with that release breath, acknowledge your gratitude for your life in this very moment. How has your week been? It's such a fascinating, fascinating ride we're on right now on this incredible planet. You know, years ago in Disneyland, they had what was called the e-ticket. Some of you may remember that. It meant you could go to Disneyland and buy a ticket, and with that ticket you could ride any ride that you wanted, however many times you wanted to. And I've felt like so many times, that's what we're doing here on planet Earth. This is the big magic kingdom. And we bought the e-ticket. So, wow, what a ride we're on right now. You know, for over probably 35 years, I've been participating with Soul Purpose Astrology, and truly, in all of those years, I've never seen so many life changes, really dramatic, very distinctive life changes happening for people. And many of them seem to just be coming like out of left field. It's like just turn the corner and wow, your life is no longer the same. And the fascinating thing, this seems to be happening not only in some of the situations seeming to be critical and challenging, but it's also happening in just pure what we would call magic or miracles. Now, I hope you won't be bored tonight just listening to me talk. And I just really wanted to have this time with you because today there's a very big shift astrologically. And I thought if we could talk about it and share this time and how it's influencing us personally and then how it's also going to influence us generationally, which I feel is going to have a huge impact on collective consciousness in this next 2 years. So because it's so powerful, I really wanted us to take the time and look at what's happening. Now, I don't need to describe this in real astrological terms. I will refer to the planets, but I'll describe it more so we can just be in conversation about it. So one of the key things that has been happening on this very day is with our friend Saturn. Now, I don't know what your level of participation is with astrology, but I'll bet you know that word, Saturn. And in my opinion, whether it's in Eastern astrology or Western astrology, Saturn gets a really bad rap. Now, in the belief system I have, which is working with universal consciousness and that everything is energy, I don't place a value system on any planet or on any sign or on any house. I see the whole system as a mirror reflection of universal power and everything as energy. So let's talk about this planet called Saturn and the energy that this helps provide for us. One of the key things with Saturn is the cycle that it has with each sign of the zodiac is anywhere from 2 to 3 years per sign, depending on the movement. So Saturn acts as a stabilizer. Saturn helps us consciously remember, and if we need to, recommit to our soul purpose, and then stabilizes our movement, which could be our thinking as well as our actions, enough to help us give birth to our intentions. So in some ways, depending on our willingness to move or our willingness to change or our willingness to give birth to ourselves in an evolutionary way, sometimes these experiences can feel like birth contractions. Birth contractions are very powerful because they have a very specific purpose. There is a new life that needs to move from a residence that's too small into a reality that is big enough. So if you remember how we got here, then our movement on this planet is going to be very, very similar. So Saturn helps us stay focused so we can move our life from a position or a place or a construct or a condition in our life that we have outgrown. This is a natural process of evolution. And in that process, then, there's a stability factor by having the focus so that we can move forward into the next place of expression. I love this saying from Hawaii. Power flows where the focus goes. So power flows where the focus goes. So if Saturn is part of our support to help us maintain our focus, so our energy can flow in that direction, and Saturn has a very strong commitment to support our human experience to fulfill our soul commitment. Now, when I do a personal soul purpose astrology session, one of the main things that we always check out is where is Saturn located in your personal chart? Because then this is a really clear indicator of your human classroom that you're going to be walking through this lifetime. So Saturn has been in Leo since July of 2005. And as of this very day, it has gone into Saturn in Virgo. Saturn takes 30 years to go around the zodiac. So 30 years ago, from July of 2005 to September of 2007, 30 years ago, Saturn was in Leo at that time. Now, if you're more than 30 years old, you can calculate what was your age and what were you doing. Saturn in Leo is fire. Leo is the energy of the sun. Leo is the energy of personal creative expression. It is not an energy to be hidden. Wherever Leo is in our chart says we have agreed to be seen, heard, and recognized. So if you were born from 1938 to 1958, you have a planet called Pluto in Leo, because that's the generation that had Pluto in Leo. So it means in this last 2 years and a few months, couple of months, there's been a lot of highlighted energy in your personal life on what your commitment was and is for your soul agreement to express itself at a high level of power. Saturn in Leo is like high noon. Now, I don't know what your weather's been like, but oh my goodness, it has been hot. Hot, hot, hot here in California. And it's that high noon energy, and I thought it was very interesting that the heat really got much more intense here in California in just the last 4 or 5 days, and those were the very last days of Saturn leaving fire, leaving Leo. Now Saturn has come into Virgo, which is Earth. So if we look at the sun, literally in the universal pattern and its orbit and divine rhythms that it has, and then we look at the power that the sun provides for the earth, all life seeks the light. So if you've been in the redwood forest, and have you noticed those little tiny plants on the ground living with those gigantic, gorgeous, wonderful trees? But those little tiny plants are seeking the light, growing towards the light. Well, so are we. So this last 2 years plus 2 months, just kind of take an inventory of how has your life grown? Bigger, brighter. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean more comfortable. So we're not talking a value here. We're talking the quality of growth. Are you different now than you were 2 years ago? Have you recognized that there's a certain power that lives in you that somehow you've always known was there, and now, by gosh, you're going to really claim it? It's time, because you can tell it's time. You feel it. So really recognize, what have these last 2 years brought to you? How do you feel? Do you appreciate it? Do you appreciate you? And whatever it is that you've been through in these last 2 years, this is a really good time to appreciate you. You know, I had a wonderful interview the other day with a lovely, lovely, incredible spiritual teacher who will air her recording, the recorded interview, on October 1st when I'm in Japan teaching. And I loved what she said about appreciation. She said appreciation is the full circle that involves love and gratitude, that it's an active embrace of love and gratitude. So if you really appreciate yourself and these last couple of years, it's very health-giving. The Institute of HeartMath has worked with the energy of appreciation and frustration, and they noticed that in their scientific studies in working with the heart variability rate, that frustration tightens the circulatory system, which influences oxygenation and the blood flow throughout the whole body, and particularly we would notice it in the brain, that frustration diminishes the flow and the oxygenation dramatically, and that appreciation opens up those same conditions, opens up the blood vessels, opens up the heart, allows the heart variability to regulate, the breathing to be more natural and deeper, and allows the brain to be oxygenated in its natural way. So appreciation is not just an emotion. It's a physiological response that will feed your immune system and strengthen your body. So besides, you're feeling much better if you appreciate you than if you're frustrated. So remember, frustration is not an emotion. Frustration is a neurological and a biochemical response that is going to constrict your blood vessels. So how do you get out of frustration? Take a deep breath. You cannot be in frustration and focus on taking deep breaths. You cannot. And if you have pressure in your head from frustration, then hum. You cannot take deep breaths and you cannot hum and remain in frustration. So very simple things that are with you all the time, but they're really important because it's your health depends on this. So after your review and appreciation of the last 2 years, let's just check this moment that we're in right now. What might it mean if Saturn is our stabilizer and it's gone from fire, the power of Leo in the sun, and now it's in Virgo? This is the power of the Earth. And Mercury, which represents the messenger of the gods, which means the conscious mind and its receptivity to intuition and higher consciousness. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the symbol for Mercury, but if you're not, just see a circle. Now, underneath it, make a straight line, vertical line. Now, make a horizontal line that's going to look like a plus sign under that circle. Now, put a little hat on that circle. That means just a half circle. So do you know why Mercury goes retrograde and why everybody squawks about it? Because Mercury going retrograde is to support us, to take us out of our conscious linear mind where we think we know everything and get ourselves really trapped in small world reality. Mercury retrograde comes to take away those limits and release us once again into our naturalness where everything is bigger and priorities are different. So what do we whine about most when Mercury's in retrograde? Oh my God, I can't make a decision. Oh, this didn't work out right. It must be Mercury in retrograde. Oh, I'll be so glad when Mercury's out of retrograde. So, yep, that's right. Our detailed mind and all of our control issues and all the ways that we think we're in charge of everything just don't function in the same way. Now, regardless of how we feel about this, it's a tremendous blessing. Because those of us that have been raised in a Western civilization where our education for our frontal lobe of our brain seems to be the primary thing that is of essence and importance, we could get totally trapped if we didn't have this wonderful energy of Mercury retrograde that helps us remember we are more than we think we are. Remember that forever. You are more than you think you are. And the more is glorious. The more is the universal field of consciousness and awareness is at your fingertips. It's at your cellular receptivity. It floats through your cells. And it's available. If you just take a moment to receive it. It's like, what good does it do to have UPS knock on the door to deliver your package if you don't answer the door? Sometimes they'll leave the package, sometimes they won't. So when the universe is seeking to deliver to you and you're receptive beyond what you think, that's what we call synchronicity. That's what Deepak calls synchrodestiny, and that's what we call miracles. But you know, this thing we call miracles, it's really our natural, authentic way of living. Saturn in Virgo, Saturn in Earth, stabilizing us in our everyday life. In physical, everyday, common, ordinary things, and having to do with our physical body, our physical world, our health and healing, and our service in the world, in practical ways. So what might this mean? That we've gone from Saturn in Leo, Saturn in fire, and now we're in Saturn in Virgo, in the Earth. And Saturn's a stabilizer. So is there any possibility that these last 2 years and 2 months have provided a tremendous amount of growth for every form of life on the planet to be stronger and clearer and more powerful? In order that we can meet the moment in this next 2 years and actually make changes in the life that we're living on this planet in very practical ways so that it's noticeable. It's not just concept, but truly noticeable. Now, there's additional magic happening here. So I'd like to add this piece to it. There's another planet that's very powerful right now and has been since March of 2003. This planet's called Uranus. And what Uranus does is Uranus works with the electromagnetic field. It works with our neural pathways. It works with our belief system in order to open up gateways. Now remember, Mercury helps keep us connected to our intuition and to the higher consciousness. Uranus actually opens the space so that the dam is out of the way, the blockage is gone, and the free flow can move. Now Uranus is in Pisces. Pisces is the ocean. Pisces is the water. Pisces is the power of spirit. Uranus in Pisces is like taking an ice cube out of the freezer, setting it on the counter. Now, regardless of whether it's the heat we're having in California or any other kind of heat, that ice cube is not going to disappear. And it is going to change form. Uranus in Pisces is decrystallizing our concretized belief systems that have trapped our soul, that have trapped our intuition, that have caused us to act as if we're not divine. that have caused us to act as if we're not truly connected to all life. Uranus in Pisces has been in that sign since March of 2003, and it has 3 more years to go till 2010. So see, Uranus has a 7-year cycle to go through one sign. Now, the reason I'm bringing up Uranus is because right across the hallway, right across the zodiac, right opposite Uranus, is Virgo. Now, what we've got, and literally, if you want to just look at this as partners living across from each other. So if we're going to call it a hallway, or we're going to call it a highway, or anything, it's across from each other. Uranus in Pisces is decrystallizing form, which means concept and thought and limitations. Saturn has just come into Virgo today. Saturn stabilizes, and Saturn is in Earth. So what do you think is going to happen if we've got one major influence working on the electromagnetic field and working through the water and working to decrystallize form, and now we've got a partner right straight across the hallway and is going to be there for about 2.5 years, almost the extent of Uranus in Pisces, and they are going to be working as partners. And Saturn is a stabilizer and working in the earth, working in the health and the healing and the service and the everyday accountability for our human experience. Now, let's just take a moment here. Would you review your life from 2003 till this moment? And just check out what's happened to your thinking. What's happened to your beliefs? Do you have the same kind of memory for where's your car keys, or what's your friend's name, or what were you going to get when you walked into the kitchen? What happened to your memory in this last 4 years? And it's not an age-related deal. Don't cop out on that one. So just notice what went on in your life in the last 4 years that you know is different. Are you thinking differently? Are you feeling differently? Are your beliefs either wobbly because they just don't support you anymore? Do you have wobbly relationships that have been based on certain beliefs and certain criteria? Are you stronger and clearer and more devoted to a truth inside of you than you've ever been? You see, Uranus in Pisces has all kinds of possibilities to offer. So just check out what was your possibility, what was your experience in this last 4 years. So I can tell you collectively from teaching in Japan, in the last 4 years, plus having the Japanese working with me for about 8 or 9 years now while I was on Kauai, I can see changes in their country as well as ours. It's not just right here in River City called America. So I'm imagining if I can see it in this country called America, and I definitely see it in Japan, and I am hearing it with my other international clients, I'm making it up, because it's just a thought, that this could be a worldwide change happening in our belief systems, happening in our structures. Have you noticed how many of the structures that, you know, when we were growing up or younger, they seemed to have more stability and reliability and accountability? So whether we're looking at religion or governments or the economic system or the health systems or the social systems or the legal systems or the family dynamics. Look at how everything is changing, and look how dramatically and rapidly these changes have been occurring in the last 4 years, just in your own life and on the planet. Now, I want to add another piece here. Can you tell we're kind of doing a puzzle, putting some pieces together here? And, you know, no matter what, we're just making this up, because I'm just reporting what I know about what I believe and what I see, but I don't have a clue what the real power and truth of all of this is in my head. And I do know that in myself and in my heart and in my soul, it's not new news. So there's this amazing thing that happens when we brainstorm and we talk about things in an abstract or conceptual way. We actually give space, literal space in our brain, in our cognition, in our linear movement, in our analysis factoring. We actually give space that we call possibility thinking. So that's what we're doing right now. We're doing some possibility thinking with the changes that are occurring in the heavens astronomically and guessing. How might this influence me? How might this influence each other and our planet? So there's a generation born from 1958 to 1970. This generation has the planet Pluto in Virgo. Remember, we talked just a little bit ago about those people born from 1938 to 1950. They've got Pluto in Leo. That's me. I'm one of them. Okay, now we've got who might be, you know, as are my children. I have two children that are born from 1958 to 1970. So they have Pluto in Virgo. Now they have Pluto in Virgo, and now we have Saturn in Virgo. So the generational commitment of this group of people is being activated right now. It's going to be activated for the next 2 years, 2.5. And these people of this generation, they've also kind of had a bad rap because they were called Generation X. They couldn't make up their mind. They didn't know for sure. They were displaced. Maybe that could be true in some specific instances. And there's another possibility, and I'd like to present one of them. This generation has a specific commitment on this planet to bring in new structures and new systems. And they have known since they were conceived, prior to that, that their part was to come in and not buy the old story. Don't buy the old system. Don't buy the old ways. But bring in new systems and new structures through which consciousness and creativity can be demonstrated in this planet through cooperation. This is a generation that intends to have cooperation and caring for each other. Now, if you're receiving some of the emails or getting Mother Jones magazine or some of these mediums that are providing alternative awareness and not the programmed news, you're getting some wonderful things that are talking about the changes in the way that money's being used on the planet. Now, of course, we have this incredible being, Oprah, who's letting us know that generosity and kindness is an incredible gift anywhere on the planet. It changes lives. It changes the lives of those who even know, even if their child isn't going to this school that she's created in Africa. We have a man in Bangladesh that last year was nominated so that he could be the Nobel Peace Prize winner. And guess what? This is for microfinancing. And he's not even a Pluto in Virgo. He's a Pluto in Leo. And one of the fastest growing levels of millionaires in America is some of the people in 20s and 30s, and a few also in their 40s that have already made their wealth. Now, there's a lot of these people who have made their wealth that are also distributing their wealth. They're doing microfinancing. Pierre Omidyar and his wife Pam, deeply involved in microfinancing in various aspects of the world. Jeff Skoll, another member of eBay, deeply involved in developing films that are portraying another level of awareness and what we could call the truth about some of the things that are happening. Syriana was one of his movies, as was Good Night, Good Luck, and North Country. There are people who are working through Soul of Africa and through Blue Planet and through HUB, which is Humanity United in Business. These are just ones in America that we know about. But you notice it's not getting front page coverage. Now, I venture to say, in the next 2 years, it is going to get front page coverage. Now, that means we're going to have a lot of changes in the media in America that now is owned by 6 companies instead of 50 companies used to own the media in America. Now, 6 companies do. So our news is getting even more deliberate in certain venues, according to certain people's ideas. That might not be the way you want to think. So the key thing that's happening right now in our world is there are changes in consciousness. There are changes in energy. We have support from the universe for the evolution of the human species, as well as the evolution of this magnificent home planet. So with Uranus in Pisces, right across the hallway now from Saturn and Virgo, and they're going to be having this position with each other for 2.5 years. Let's be prepared to receive miracles. Let's be prepared to get out of this fear-ridden, atrocious terrorism consciousness being advocated and perpetuated by the administration in the United States government. Get out of that. There is nothing nor any one person on this planet who is benefited mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually by that kind of programming. Now, there are those who feel that they're benefiting financially immensely. Don't contribute to that. Get out of that consciousness and know there's another force field that is managing life way beyond a political administration, way beyond the nonsense of people hating and killing each other. This planet's been here a lot longer than we can even imagine. The quality of life that sustains this planet is the quality of life that sustains yourself. 50 to 70 trillion cells. There is no difference. There cannot be any difference. Otherwise, when you drink the water from this incredible planet, or you eat the lettuce or the strawberries or the corn, how does that know to translate into bones and teeth and skin and tissue and hair? How does it know? Because there's a divine order. There is a divine plan that holds all life in perfect resonance, regardless of whether we know it or not, regardless of whether we believe it or not, and regardless of whether it's our experience or not. So when we look at our new babies coming in that sweet little body that in itself is a miracle, whether that body is small and brand new, or whether that body is 90 years old, as is my mother as of August 13th, 90 years in one body. Wow. It doesn't really matter how long that body has been here breathing oxygen. Everyone's body is a miracle. Everyone's body is directly connected to this universal divine plan, because there is no way our conscious mind knows how to manage our systems to ingest food, digest food, assimilate food, distribute the nutrients. Science is continuing to explore this in a reductionist model. We're not a reductionist product. We're a collective multiple units of trillions of cells. Now, if you want to just totally have a glorious experience, check out this book called The Biology of Belief. The Biology of Belief by Dr. Bruce Lipton. This book's only been out a couple of years, but he's been working on this whole principle of how quantum physics interrelates with health. So there's an integrative process of science and alternative living and daily lifestyles and spiritual concepts. There's something happening. And I think if we look at that TV movie or the video called The Secret, I don't think it makes any difference whether we think it's valuable or we like the content or we think it's ridiculous. I don't think that matters, because there's nothing in there that's new. And there's nothing in there that is meant to be harmful intentionally to hurt people. It's people's ideas. It's people's life experiences. They have the right to do that. What I think is important is the response. That movie wasn't even created to have a big response. It was created to inform, but not one person in the production crew, including Rhonda Byrne herself, had a clue what was going to happen. I see it as a symbol. It's simply an icon. The cork is out of the champagne bottle. John Q. Public, all of us seeking higher consciousness, wanting to have a greater expression in life, and really, really tired of being fed fear every morning for breakfast like Cheerios, and then a good dose of terrorism for lunch, and then just go into complete despair and poverty for dinner. Enough of that. So there is an uprising of consciousness that is recognizing something's going on that is greater than the media manipulation and the political harassment and distortion, and is called the true life. The true life that lives in every cell in your body and is managing your breath and managing your digestion and managing your eyes opening up in the morning and greeting another day. Let's do that in gratitude. Let's do that in appreciation. Let us live every day from that deepest place in us of appreciation for our magnificent body that is doing all kinds of things 24/7 that we don't even know about, including the scientists. And it's doing it. And there's one more baby born however many minutes that comes in perfect. Doesn't that just melt your heart with absolute gratitude and joy? How many of our babies are coming in perfect in spite of the environmental abuse that some of the mothers go through, whether that's chemical abuse, whether that's actual physical abuse in the family, whether that's environmental abuse because of war zones. What an incredible miracle that our babies, the majority, come in perfect. So right there is the clue that life has precious value and it keeps reproducing itself. So when we wake up each morning with such gratitude that we can open our eyes and we can see and we can hear and we can breathe and, oh my God, we can sit up and put our feet on the floor and walk. We have so much to be thankful for. Now, can you imagine if we just even took 10% of the population of America, and with this change in this configuration that we have with Uranus in Pisces, decrystallizing the old paradigms and the old systems, and now Saturn coming in Virgo, holding stability, helping our physical bodies be stronger, helping our everyday life experiences be more practical and purposeful. What if we add to that, which is already ours? See, this is already happening. Now, what if we choose to get on board and add to that incredible experience our gratitude and our love for this planet and our love for all life on this planet, and tremendous love for our babies who are bringing in the light in such courageous, phenomenal times that appear to be so unsafe. And they are coming, and they are such beautiful, bright lights. So how about if we add our commitment and our energy to all of this, and we commit that we're going to live our life in gratitude. Just 10% of the people do that in America. You know, Margaret Mead said that don't think the small group doesn't make the change. And I'm paraphrasing, it's the only thing that does. It's the only thing that matters. And when Gandhi said, you are the change you're waiting for. So what I want to invite you to do with me because this is an auspicious moment when Saturn has gone into Virgo, because it won't be here again for 30 years. It's going to be here now for this 2.5 years. And I remember, because I grew up in Colorado and Wyoming with ranchers, and I remember that old saying of, make hay while the sun shines. And I'd say the same thing, let's make hay while the sun shines. Let's make a huge difference while we have this wonderful complementary unit called Uranus in Pisces, the power of transforming spirit with Saturn in Virgo in our daily life and every day for our health and our healing and in service to each other and in service to this earth. You know, Dr. Emoto, who I have mentioned before, this amazing man, Masaru Emoto from Japan, who has been working since 1975, so see, 30 years ago, when Saturn was in Leo, 30 years ago, he started his work, and he is a Pluto in Leo man. Now, he could not bring his work to the world until after 1995, when technology actually developed cameras that could go into a freezer and not freeze up and take a picture of these water droplets that had been infused with thought. A wonderful book on this, if you're interested, is called The Power of Water by Dr. Masaru, M-A-S-A-R-U, Emoto, E-M-O-T-O. Now, since he's been doing this work and taking pictures of frozen water droplets infused with thought and prayer and various other conditions, the crystal that he feels is the most beautiful from the infused thought is the one with love and gratitude. So he is teaching the people of the world, pray for the water. Pray for the water with love and gratitude, because then that water and that prayer as a vibration and thought moves through the oceans on the planet, and it moves through the oceans of water in our body. The earth is 3/4 water. Our body's 3/4 water. The brain is 40% water. So if we personally add our power of love and gratitude, and as Tahani said, appreciation. Appreciate yourself. Appreciate your body. Appreciate all that surrounds your daily life. And let's appreciate that we're safe. And let's appreciate that we can change our thinking. And we can change our life. It doesn't have anything to do with age. Don't let any of those ideas that old dogs can't learn new tricks. It's like, oh my God, what an excuse. Just like saying that Geminis can't make up their mind. Don't believe that kind of stuff. It's a cop-out. It's not true. Now, one of the things that Dr. Bruce Lipton talks about in his book is how influential environment is on every cell membrane, and how that environment, which until quantum physics was unknown as influential, is the activating factor for the cell, not the DNA. So this is turning science upside down. But guess what? It's not new news. There was an amazing scientist in 1893 that said the same thing. Now, I don't think they killed him like they did Galileo when Galileo said, no, the earth isn't flat. But they ignored him, and they classified him as loony, that he'd lost his mind. Yep, he did. He lost his mind. He lost all those limited beliefs, and somehow he escaped that small thinking and got right out there connected to the universe and discovered what was true and real. You don't have to be a scientist to do that. Uranus in Pisces is providing that support for all of us. You know, it's not really important you remember all those details that you think you have to. There's another way to do it. Maybe you have to write yourself a note and then try and remember where is the note. The important thing for all of us on this planet right now is we're in a paradigm shift. And a paradigm shift that I think is as powerful as the one when we had to let go of the lie that the earth was flat. Never was. And I venture to say it never will be. Because if it goes flat, it's not going to be the earth. It's going to be a new creation. Now, I would imagine everything could change and it actually could be a new creation. And I don't think we're going to have to worry about that in the next couple of days or even the next couple of years. So the key is, if we are willing to use this divine energy that is present in the universal order and surrender ourselves to our magnificence, surrender ourselves to the truth and to the big picture of life, we aren't going to have our health affected with this incredible stress of the fear and the terrorism and the bird flu and the this and the that and the something else. Commit yourself in this day for your own wellness, for your own well-being, for your own joy. Commit to be in love and gratitude with your life. Commit to be in immeasurable appreciation that you are here on this planet, and you are magnificent, and you are divine, and you make a difference just by breathing, just by being here. Really, really give yourself permission to appreciate that. And have the courage. If you're going to give yourself appreciation, you have to have the courage to let go of the lies in your life. Whether those lies are about you, about your friends or your neighbors, about cultures, about community, it doesn't matter. A lie is a lie. Have the courage to let go of the lies in order to live with appreciation for who you are. So let's watch this generation that's born from 1958 to 1970. And as we watch them, let's support them. Let's be in appreciation for who they are. I'm in deep appreciation for you. And you're going to love our guest next week. We're going to have Kenny Callahan online with me, and we will be talking about light behind the wall. So I say to you, Ano Ai Ko Alehele, blessings on your journey. Ahui ho, until we meet again. Aloha.